Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, we are the Exotic Set. Yep. What type of bird are we talking about and what type of ring? Cockatiel. Do you know if it's a aluminium ring, a split one, or a complete one, or is it stainless steel? Yeah, and does it is it like a colored ring? Yeah, it sounds like it's probably going to be an aluminium ring, which is a bit softer than what a stainless steel ring would be. Initially, so initially you'd be looking at the consultation, which is 179, and it just depends on the type of ring as to how difficult it would be to remove. Sometimes we do need to, if it's like a stainless steel, we do need to give them a short anaesthetic, and it depends on how easy it is to remove as to the cost. The doctor will be able to give you a rough estimate of that once we've assessed what the ring's doing. Has it compressed on the leg or anything like that, or is it just wanting to be removed? Sure. Yeah, certainly. So what I'd do is do the health check, and then we can remove the leg ring. If it's a split stainless steel, sorry, split aluminium ring, generally they are a lot easier to remove than, as I said, the stainless steel. There's not as much effort. If it is a stainless steel ring, we would definitely need to anaesthetize them because we need to keep them very still and be able to remove that ring. But the doctor will be able to assess and give you a better estimate once we've seen the bird. No, definitely not. They're at a high risk if they move or anything, that their legs can fracture very easily. I have seen it done. So definitely it does need to be done by someone that knows exactly what they're doing. It just depends. Like if it's an easy removal, it won't be up there, but it just depends. There will be initially the consultation, and then moving forward, it just depends on how difficult it is to remove. Because the vet needs to do it, we need to book the time out for the vet to do it. Initially, the consultation, as I said, is 179, and as it just depends on the type of metal and how difficult it is going to be to remove. That's a question that the vet will actually have to be able to answer for you. Okay then, thank you. Bye.